Car guys. Car
pumped guys. Up.
It's going to be so exciting to have everybody there together and at the helm of it all, connecting everyone with this mastery of elegance, smoothness, and just crisp, know what she is doing. Miss Liz Martin, our incredible, not just partner, sponsor, but friend from Dealership Toolkit, is here to assemble this incredible all-star team. Liz, welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are excited to have you here.
We are, and sounds like everybody else is. I appreciate you. How are you doing this morning, Liz?
Good morning. Doing great. I'm so excited.
We are, too. We're pumped up, positive, and ready to make this thing work. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being such an amazing person. You've really formed this together. There's something about the glue of the whole thing, and you are the glue. You're the reason why all this is happening. You're the reason why we're all together. You're the reason why we're smiling here this morning, having this meeting. So thank you for being here. Thanks for being that person, and thanks for being the glue.
Yeah, it's a fun project. I knew that we wanted to go to Digital Dealer. It's kind of easy for us because it's in Tampa, right? And we're in Tampa. So, but I also knew that I didn't want to do it alone. I wanted to do it with people in our lives who actually help us make it better. So that's how we all got here today.
That's right.
That's 100% right.
Absolutely. And Liz, for those of you that do not know what it is that she is to us, she is a connecting piece to the puzzle that's going to make an entire explosion happen. Just like you saw the box right there on that little video, she's going to make an explosion happen, and she's just putting all of the elements into the box, waiting for the right time to light that fuse and see things explode in the places that she's dropping it. And I'm so thankful that we get the chance to team up with you. Liz, this "we are better together," this mantra, right, has been out there. So many people have said it, have shown it. It's very easy to put that on a hashtag. It's very easy to make that be a go-to, I guess, anecdotal type of phrase. But it's different when you actually connect the people. It's different when you actually see results come together when the people do connect. Because not everybody does connect and go in a way that isn't clashing, right? You're mastering this. And I love it. I love it.
It's all about the right people, right? But Digital Dealer was actually perfect for this because it's what vendors and dealers go to Digital Dealer for. They go there to find a better solution. They go there to find something that they're not currently doing. They go there to find what's going to make a difference in their business. And so I wanted to have a really big presence at Digital Dealer, yep, which we can talk about, but yeah, it's it's going to be Car Guy Coffee, We're Better Together, with Digital Dealer happening in the background. We're going to be so big there.
Digital Dealer is actually the other conference. This is the actual conference, is We're Better Together. And then Digital Dealer just happens to be there at the same time.
Yes. Yes. But let's, so Digital Dealer is June 8th, and it's a simple 2.5 day, yes, conference in Tampa this year, that really caters to smart digital applications and vendors. So, it's typically a group of very smart digital savvy people. So hopefully we can keep up with everybody, but, it's really fun because you can have some really deep conversations about what works and what doesn't work. And for us, it's all of the people that we work with and all of the data that we capture and all of the tools that we use, to make our digital better than the average, agency. So that's why I wanted to bring all of these people. And they're great humans that you're going to meet this morning and at Digital Dealer. Because I truly believe that it's about who we surround ourselves with.
Yes. There's no doubt. It's not a belief. That's truth.
That makes a big difference. If you can do business and make a difference with the people that are good humans in your life, that makes business just a little bit better and a little bit easier in a world where business is not easy.
And it's so much more rewarding because mm-hmm. you're not just gaining the experience or the dollar or the transaction, but it's the actual bonding time. The relationship gets enriched and you get the chance to just live life, right? We want to live life doing business that we love doing, right? Yeah. Otherwise, we're kind of wasting our time. We need to get more in line with our purpose, and you're helping that happen.
Yes, sir.
With all of us, and we're so pumped up about it. You're giving us a great opportunity to get out there and really, really jazz it up a bunch. And that's what we're pumped up about, is that we do get the chance to show up exactly the way we dreamed of. And that's with a big presence. And that's something that I want to talk more about. You've put together an incredible package, making sure that all of us get in there and shake things up. And there's some great, great car guys and car gals and solutionaries that are coming with us. Tell us about the team that we've assembled. We have M1 Data Analytics. We have Operate Beyond and Volley. And the Car Guy Coffee Crew, right? You got these crazy car guys that are in here to mix things up. What is your whole thought pattern behind these people that you pulled together for this event?
Yeah, so I wanted to be really valuable to Digital Dealer and the people that go there. It's a big thing, right? People are getting out probably for the first time. Tampa's not a bad place to go, so people don't hate going to Tampa. But they're actually going to a conference. And it's the first time that they're going out. Mm-hmm. And depending on how they feel about that, it needs to be valuable. Some people just want to get out and they'll go anywhere. But most people who are going to pay the ticket price to go into Digital Dealer want value. So I wanted our space to be very educational, very, very approachable, open to people who wanted to talk about digital or data or SEO or podcasts or technology. And I think that because Dealership Toolkit really kind of uses all of the technology and the partnerships that are coming with us, then it makes sense to make everybody really approachable. So we're actually going to have a stage, a full-time stage, right next to the keynote stage at Digital Dealer. The stage will be open and hosted by Car Guy Coffee for the whole conference. So for 2.5 days, we'll have somebody on stage talking about something really important and really educational. So we'll have Rich DeLancey talking about digital and why digital can't sit in a box, why it has to be a little bit different. He's also going to do some side sessions that are more one-on-one, so people can sign up for that on the website, which we'll post in a little bit. And then we're going to have Scott Davis, who you're going to meet in a minute, talk about some call center technology. And Scott's very, very humble about the difference he made in the lives of Toolkit, but his technology allowed us to go from each agent making 100 calls a day to each agent making 500 calls a day. That makes a big difference.
That's a huge difference. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's a huge difference. When you can call people, when you can call 10,000, 15,000 calls a day for our dealers, we can really keep that cycle of communication going for a dealer, when a lot of times they'll pay for a lead, because all traffic costs money, they'll pay for a lead and then the BDC or the call center just simply runs out of time. So because that lead didn't convert in 2 weeks, it's kind of, it sits in the dead data pile. So we don't like dead data because we pay for that data. So yes. Volley technology really changed our lives and the lives of our dealer. So you'll meet Scott, and you'll also meet Josh Slaberg, who owns a company called Operate Beyond. He is an SEO genius. He helps us with websites. He helps us with data. He helps us with SEO. And SEO saves you a lot of money. So if you don't have good SEO, if you don't have a website that can be, that can have good SEO, if you don't have good content, then you're spending a lot of money with your digital provider. And there's smart digital and there's not so smart digital, right? So we try to push you into that smart digital strategy so that you can have a really effective budget. And then where it all comes full circle is the data, right? So Russ and Greg of M1 and Smart Pixel, they give us the capabilities of capturing good data. So we can contact and we can talk to the people that we actually capture the data for, and we can cycle them right back to the dealership. So it's kind of a well-oiled machine. And then from a marketing perspective, we partner with people like Car Guy Coffee, and that gives us some gravitas in the mm-hmm. automotive space, right? Because you need that network, and you need that word of mouth, and you need those good people just talking about you. And we have a lot of people like you out there, but that's how we assembled our team for Digital Dealer. And I'm excited for this Tampa conference. Ooh,
yes.
And I'm excited for the conferences to come, because I think this is a really big, great winning formula.
Oh, you said it great there. I love how you brought up everybody. Thank you for introducing and why and how they're part of the whole the toolkit that we're trying to get out there and help people with, right? I know that it's going to be a lot of fun. Putting this together was amazing. It was easy, in a sense, to get everyone to agree to want to do this, because this is something that's important. We all have value that we want to bring to this business. We all want to make a change to this business. We all want to help the dealer, whoever our client is, make it easier for them to be able to produce and help and grow and make it almost like just turnkey. They go in, you help them out, they do their thing, and next thing you know, they're selling more vehicles and their team is much more happy. Everything is going great, and then it trickles all the way down to us. We're all doing great. And thank you and we want to thank you from Car Guy Coffee for having us part of this also. It's a big deal to us. This is goals that we've had. We wanted to eventually MC events. We wanted to start doing these things. So you're giving us our first opportunity at doing that. So we know we're going to crush it. We're going to have a lot of fun. The team that you've put together, we're excited to announce and share, and all the speakers that you have lined up. You know, looking at that list and looking at what's going to be happening over those 3 days, how exciting. It is better. You look at the Digital Dealer stuff, it's cool. But what you have going on, it's, like you said, it's going to be the we're together. And then there's a Digital Dealer going on over here.
Yeah, I'm really excited about our keynotes and about our panel.
I agree.
So Richard Bastillo is, he's been a friend of us personally for a long time. And now we're able to do some work for the Brickell Automotive Group and the Murgato Automotive Group. And that's a name all by itself. Like, a client like that changes your company. And, wow. It's interesting, because even though we've known Richard and Mario for a long time, they really got to us by way of Scott and Russ, right? So it really all kind of came full circle, and we closed the circle on that. But he is going to talk about sometimes you have to do something different. Mm-hmm. And that's a really big topic in automotive right now. Because automotive, you can't go year over year, right? You can't talk about, hey, business this year versus last year. Right. And you also can't go into a place where inventory is struggling and not do something different. So his keynote is going to be about doing something different.
Love it.
And then we're going to have the panel, which is really a how to manipulate data and
love it.
How to manipulate data for a dealership. And Mario Murgato Jr. is actually going to join that panel as well with Richard, Rich Delancey, Scott, Russ, Josh, and that kind of thing. So the panel is going to be great. The keynote's going to be great. Rich Delancey's always great, right? He's going to talk about digital, and he's always really entertaining. Everybody kind of seeks him out. But I'm really excited to hear from Richard Bastillo, because that is real world solutions right there. Mm-hmm. You know, real world solution.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, we're excited. Yeah, I love it. And I love it. He put a post out the other day. Well, y'all did. And, it, you know, they were talking about Bastillo. And I love it. It's exciting. I'm excited about all of that. Everybody in the panel, everything that's going to be happening.
Oh. This stuff we can't even talk about.
I'm trying to, you know, spill some beans. I don't want to spill too many beans, because folks, you need to get your tickets. You need to be a digital dealer. Go to the website, www.digitaldealer.com. How much easier can that be? We have a website too. We'll be announcing that here in a little bit. That's really great. If you want to set up a meeting with us for a demo with the team at Digital Dealer and everybody else, they'll be happy to sit down with you and explain what's going on even deeper than we can right now. I promise you, if you show up at Digital Dealer, well, I shouldn't say I promise. What I will tell you is, if you come, the thing when you go to any of these things is come back with one or two new ideas. If you can go down, have fun, but always find one or two things that you can use and implement at your store, in your life, or whatever it is. Find one to two things, and it is worth it all. Trust me. I've been to a few of these things in my life, and when I go, I always find one to two things to come back and use, and they have changed my game. I mean, they've really helped me improve in my abilities to be a better manager, a better salesperson, a better everything. You know, so it's really neat, and it encourages you. And you see people out there that are in similar situations that just took those different risks and attempts of things, and it makes you go, you know what, I need to do it too. And when you do it, it turns out to be really good, because you see results. Right. So 100%. So.
And going to these events is what helps you to find those solutions.
And yeah.
Again, Liz said it great. There's people that are spending money to be out there. They got to leave with some sort of value. 100. You have to have some type of an ROI for the investment in time and money that it is to go to an event like this. So being that you're vested, there's a responsibility to leave with something. And we are making sure that if you come into this corner, folks, you are leaving packed with value, packed
That's right.
with inspiration, packed with new knowledge of where it is that you can take your business with simplicity, because you have incredible people in your corner. We are brewing solutions that we're going to tell you all about at Digital Dealer. And the next person that's coming in from Volley and Liz have all helped us together concoct something that we are going to be speaking about is going to be available for salespeople.
That's right.
We're not telling you about yet, but the data that's been coming in, the cars getting sold, the problems being solved is incredible. And I can barely, I'm going to spill the beans. I better shut up about it.
Stop.
So we'll talk about it at Digital Dealer. But before we do that, we are going to have Scott jump up in here. Scott Davis from Volley. Welcome to the cafe.
I love it. I already know I'm going to have a lot of fun with Scott down south when we get down there to Tampa. He's got that personality. So what's going on, Scott? How you doing? Introduce yourself. Oh, he's on mute. Let me see if we can help him get off mute real quick. Yep, there you are. Now you're off mute.
Very excited to be here. Thanks, guys. I've been practicing all morning. I'm on this, so hopefully I can do some good this morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, welcome to the cafe, Scott. I'm so excited that you're in here. You've been keeping us smiling since we started talking to you on the screen this morning. I'm just so pumped up to get this brewing in the right direction. Fred, the cast is starting to grow. I can feel this building. Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm. I love it, man, because I believe in that term, we're better together. And the reason why is that you can only do so much by yourself. When you start to amplify and you have other people on the same frequency, that frequency gets stronger. Frequency can get so strong, it could break brick. It could break walls. It could knock down anything that you can imagine, right? And when you're doing that, it's so much better when you have a bunch of people putting that frequency towards that same energy. And when you're throwing it at that same project, man, you'll knock down anything that's in your way. You can't be stopped. So thank you for being here. I'm excited about this team of people that we've assembled like Voltron, and we're going to turn into the master of the universe and just change everything. So let's do this.
Well, let's assemble like Volley. Right?
Let's assemble like Volley. I like that. There you go.
So what's going on, Scott? How is it that you found your way connecting into this, and what are you excited about going forward
go.
To Digital Dealer on?
Well, it's as Liz knows, I'm been in the business for a while, and my word of the day was gravitas, but Liz took it and as Liz knows, you know, working with everyone will help promote Volley, and it's good to work together. So I don't know. It's just exciting to be here. Excited to share what we're doing with Volley, helping vendors, dealers help communicate with their customers, and looking forward to getting to Digital Dealer and meeting everyone.
And it is, you know, what you do is you're bringing so much like energy with what you talk about. Like, I know that right now you're kind of like, what are we going to talk about? And what we're talking about today is what his company is. Now, Volley, think about the name. You know, when you volley up something to somebody, you're setting them up for success. Like when you volley in volleyball, you knock the ball up, the person's going to spike it and they're going to hit it, right? That is what he's doing. He is setting you up for success with his company, just much like a volley, right? Right? Well, you know,
it should be easy to communicate with your customers, but current processes make that hard.
Yes, and, there we go.
And we know that, you know, when you speak about better together, we engineered this to work with dealer BDCs. It's really hard to profitably run a dealer BDC because you've got to do a lot of things manually. We started with vendors, automotive call centers like DT and ad agencies, because we know that the dealers are better together also. Our goal is to make it easy to communicate with customers.
That is it. You're a solutionary is what you are. You know, Lou and I, we talk about this word a lot. We talk about being a solutionary. It's instead of focusing on the problem, you're focused on the solution. And that's what you're doing, man. And you're doing it really good. You do it with a smile on your face, maybe 4 or 5 cups of coffee.
Come on.
But that's okay. We're big advocates of that. And so is Liz, because you can see, I know she's a big coffee drinker, much like us. But, you know, it's about caffeinating that culture, and you're doing that. And you're finding the right path. Here's the thing. We can go out, talk about your business all you want, but word of mouth is the best thing. Put your money where your mouth is, right? And you're going to do that, and you do that. And this is what we all are about. We're about putting our money where the mouth is. Now, we're going to make sure that everybody is getting what they need, right? We're going to make sure that these dealers have the processes that they're going to be, but we make it easy for them, because a lot of the dealers don't want to put too much work into something. They want to just, hey, can you just make it work? Almost like a just push of a button. Will it work? Yes, we can do that for you. Explain real quick, how long has Volley been around? What brought you? What made you think of Volley, and what's so exciting about it for you?
I've been in the business a while, and I had an automotive marketing company prior to Volley. Sure. And one of the things the dealers always said was, well, gee, you've got this great, great platform, but what do we do now? And that's why we invented Volley. I've got two main partners, technical partners, and we got involved to help with the doing. Because really, everything is fairly disjointed in the business, and you've got many different marketing programs, et cetera, competing. And we wanted a platform that you could bring everything into one spot and then put business rules around communicating with your customers. So that's why we started. We've been in business for about 3.5 years. Our first customer was a automotive call center, and we worked with them for about 6 months, and have slowly started rolling it out to the business. So we're excited to go. And hey, Rich, I see.
Hey, good morning.
I saw Rich slip in there too. I was like, oh, there's Rich.
Graced.
But Scott, no, you're right on the money, man. And kudos to you for doing it, taking the risk. Yes. You brought value to the business. You brought value to other businesses too. You're helping other businesses, which in turn helps the car business, which in turn helps you, and it helps everybody around you. You're a great guy, man. I honestly can't wait to have a drink with you. I really can't, just because I could tell that you have this really good personality. We could sit down and have a good conversation. So for all you all out there watching this right now, and you're looking for somebody that you can work with, that you can feel comfortable with, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody like Scott. Scott's the kind of guy you can trust. Somebody that you know he's going to be sincere about what he's doing. So whatever he is trying to help you with is a real solution. It's not just something he's trying to make money with, right? So that's what I love about it. Solutionary all day. Stamp that. Let's go.
He's an exposed car guy.
There you go.
I got to be careful with that.
Right? Yeah, you do.
But he is somebody that has seen and been seasoned by the car business and saw the solution, saw that he could do it,
yes,
and saw that it was going to be effective, right? So many people try to find something to sell, and it doesn't really have value. They're just selling it, and some people just buy stuff that has no value, right? I know, we do it all the time, but
yes.
Lou, you did an okay job at trying to cover for your exposed comment.
See, this is what I mean. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
We know we have to be helpful right now. labor pressures have never been tougher, and you know, we want to make it easy, and our goal is to make it more efficient calls for our BDCs with less people, and then help our automotive call center customers work with these dealers then to get the calls they don't make. It's I'm still stuck in the exposed, but
that's good. It's a searing that has hit the sound waves that I'm making sure we may have a fun little quotable. I don't know. That might turn into a clip or something.
That might turn into a blooper.
It might be.
Think about it this way, guys. Volley is truly the difference between barely 100 calls a day per agent and 500 calls a day per agent. It's simple math.
That's big time simple math, and that is amazing what he's doing right there. I mean, to be able to do that, I think about that as for example, Lou and I, we work at a store that our guys are the call center, our salespeople are BDC, right? And they do on average 70 to 80 dials a day, all right, through our leads, and to them that's a lot of work. I can't imagine them amplifying that and turning that into five times that amount, 400 dials a day with my team. That would be unbelievable. Like, that would be like so crazy that so yes, he brought
in the note and no cherry picking. So before Liz and I met Scott, I mean, there was a ton of, I mean, we were a BDC and we're not supposed to cherry pick, right? We're the defense against cherry picking, but even our agents cherry picked. And I'll tell you a funny story. When our agents, our ghost products, where we call a lot of the ghost data, when our agents used to call it by hand, our performance was okay. But when Volley came in and they no longer could cherry pick and they could no longer choose what they called and what they didn't call, our performance on the ghost product tripled. And it's just the Volley, same data, same people, just that. You know, hey, because we've all been there in sales, right? You look down at that name, man, I called that guy 10 times, all right? I'm just going to skip it and go to the next, right? Or left the message, you put in the CRM. Volley, you can't do that. You know, and if somebody hits the skip button on us here, they have to document a reason, and Megan gets an email, and nobody wants to get the why did you skip that, so they don't skip it.
I think it's more than just volume, though. I mean, it's hard to run these BDCs. It's hard work. And so, you know, we try to just have everything ready and they can just hit start. Even simple things like you need 10 agents and you have five. How do you get your calls answered? Well, to have a system that pulls everything into one place and you can go and look to see the calls you missed for inbound service and just call them back. I mean, those have been our goals. We love what we do and you know, look forward to meeting everyone.
I love it, man. You found a solution for a problem out there. Like you said, it's not just the numbers, it's the ease of use. And when you can make something easy and enjoyable and all those types of things, it's so much better for the client, for the consumer, for you, for everyone involved. And you created something amazing, and so great job with that in Volley.
That's the experience that he had as a car guy.
I love how Rich explained it really well, too. Rich obviously knows what Volley's about.
Oh, man, I drink the Volley Kool-Aid. The other really cool thing that, you know, trying to get your agents to stay on script or trying to get your salespeople to stay on script, especially on an outbound is a little bit easier. Just call and use the script. But on inbound now, when people call back in, right now, it's like, oh, yeah, what are you doing? Which one are you? Let me look you up in the CRM. Yeah. Now when they call back in, Volley pulls the customer record up. The script that they're supposed to do is right there. There's no guessing. The year, the make, the model, there's none of this. Let me go. What's your email address? Let me look you up in the CRM. Wow. None of that.
Awesome.
It's right there in front of you. So from an inbound, it's even better on inbound than it is outbound.
Wow. If
that's possible.
Well, again, saying that there is something to a true car guy, knowing what has to be simplified inside of the business to be effective is what it is that Scott has done. That's what we're doing now with all of the assembling of the technology, the resources, and even the encouragement. The mindset has to be in play for everybody to take these tools and put it together, because we even know what things we wouldn't do as salespeople, right? So if we can remove the barriers, simplify it, get the job done, folks, we are brewing solutions.
I love it, man.
That helps us to do what? Operate beyond.